SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Local and global leadership across First Nations practice, contemporary dance and physical theatre is meeting in Sydney in August and September. For 4 weeks, Idea 24, Independent Dance Exchange Australia, features public performances, workshops and seminars. Leading one of the workshops is Vicky Van Hoot. Virgin woman Vicky Van Hoot is a performance maker, dancer and teacher who is leading a six-day workshop for both First Nations and non-Indigenous dancers in Sydney. Vicky was the first Australian Indigenous dancer to graduate from Martha Graham School of Contemporary Dance in New York in 1994. She then returned home to Bangarra Dance Theatre for their overseas tour. Vicky has won many awards for her work, and she's one of 50 art workers chosen to contribute to a book celebrating the Sydney Opera House 50th anniversary in 2023. And Vicky is now joining us on NITV Radio. Hello, Vicky, and welcome.
Oh, hello.
Vicky, can you please tell us a bit more first about yourself, who your people are, and also what was your journey to dance?
So I'm Wiradjuri. That's on my mother's side and my grandmother's side. And I think I'm a bit of everything because I found out a little while ago that my grandmother's father was from Afghanistan.
Oh.
And yeah, I know. And then on my mother's side also, my grandfather, I think maybe he's from Scotland, but on my father's side, from Holland. So like many Indigenous people, I have a diverse background and I'm a cultural melting pot in one. My dance practice actually started in the front yard of our house in Dapto. I lived on 49 Bamboo Crescent in Coonawarra in Dapto. And what I would do is I would try to entice or enlist all my friends and my relatives who were around about the same age as me. And we would dance in the front yard. We had no front fence. So whoever went past, they were the captive or non-captive audience. So that's when my passion for dance began. But then along the way, I got into acting. I auditioned for NIDA when I was very young. I don't think I'd finished high school, and they said, go off and finish high school. But somebody else said, NIDA, why do you want to go to NIDA? Why don't you go to NASDA? I said, what the hell is NASDA? And they said, well, that's a place where you can learn to dance, but you can learn about your own people. So armed with my solos from my audition at NIDA, I auditioned for NASDA, and it was grueling. And from that, Ernie Dingo invited me to take part in the first Black Playwrights Conference in Canberra in 1987, I think. And, you know, I was rubbing shoulders with Ujuru Noonuckle, Bob Mazza, you know, Rhoda Roberts, Lydia Miller, Justine Saunders, all the people who were, you know, a part of the vibrant kind of beginnings of black theatre in Redfern and in Australia. So, you know, I took part in that, and then I found out I got accepted into NASDA, and then Ernie said, oh, why don't you be a part of this play that's coming up? And I said, oh, no, now, Ernie, I'm going to be a dancer. And I think I had 100% attendance, and a fellow called Paul Saliba, he said, I think you should go to Martha Graham. And so then in my fourth year, I was trucked off, flew to Martha Graham, came back at the behest of Stephen Page. And so I danced at Bangarra, but I knew that the work I wanted to make was a little bit more off the wall, and I knew I wanted to be the author of my own works and maybe not a dancer. I still love dance, but I love making dance, you know, and I love being a part of the murky process that is synthesizing and creating, and, you know, we're butting heads and coming up with crazy ideas. And so, yeah, that's how I got into dance. Sorry, that was longer than necessary.
No, it's a beautiful journey. And you've danced at these various projects and trained in New York, done your own pieces. What do you think was pivotal for your dance career or creative career, I should say?
I always like to think that the greatest event of my career is yet to come. But, you know, when you were talking about the Opera House and the 50th anniversary and 50 of us being chosen, that was an honour. And so I was in a work with legs on the wall called Soar, and I was suspended 20 metres in the air, hanging from a crane on top of a big block of ice that was 2.4 or 2.7 tonnes. And so it slowly melted. I think I also slowly melted. So that was the Sydney Festival 2019, maybe 2020. But that was crazy. Also dancing, I can say, also dancing the day before Sorry Day in 2007 as part of the opening, I think it was the first Indigenous Welcome to Country in Parliament. That also was a big honour. So I think dance has given me a lot of opportunities. I've seen the world, but, you know, I think the dance that, you know, the dance that I do or the dance that I love the most are all that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander dances that people have taught me. It just is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to learn dances and songs that have an unbroken lineage, that have existed or have been passed down to people since before the time of English settlement. So I, in that respect, I'm very lucky, and I know that it's my dream that one day we'll, you know, we'll be in a lovely position that everybody will do it. In that respect, I'm a bit jealous of the people in New Zealand, in Aotearoa, because everybody sings Waiata. Whether you're Māori or Pākehā, everybody sings Waiata. And, you know, you see the All Blacks, and they are Māori and Pākehā together, and they all do the haka. And I wish that one day we'll be in a situation where non-Indigenous and Indigenous people, we won't feel the urgency and the criticality of our situation, and we'll be, you know, we'll be more inclined to release those things to other people. So when I do these workshops, it is, it's kind of a sharing of that perspective. So the idea for me, it's an opportunity. Idea is an opportunity to how our bodies are repositories, are libraries, how our bodies are also the arbiters of law, and how our busy hands and speak country, how bare feet in contact with the earth summon ancestors to witness our practices, to find ways to discuss what's important to us and also what's not important, what there is to celebrate and what is frivolous, and to make those things a part of the dreaming canon, you know, for Indigenous and non-Indigenous people. I foresee a day where Indigenous and non-Indigenous people will have a hand in the dreaming canon and will join in. Yes.
You kind of answered my next question by this, but what can people expect when they will be attending your six-day workshop for the IDEA 24?
Well, we will be looking at how we tell stories as Aboriginal people, so generating narratives, chronicling things. And we will look at what it means to be an Aboriginal person as a part of the fabric of the universe, rather than man as the apex of something. So to give maybe a chair some animation, we'll look at some of the dance vocabularies that have excited me, and to see how they can be merged with vocabularies of other people and to make new languages. So I'll lead a workshop in the morning using various Aboriginal ways of moving, you know, locomotion, so how we place our foot to the floor, the way we gesture, the way we hold our bodies, and then look at how to juxtapose that against Western contemporary movement. Then I'll also look at, hopefully, I want to look at the different crafting and how that can be a tool for choreography. So they're just two of the things that I can think of offhand, but it's really seeing how, like, an Aboriginal, not just an Aboriginal way of moving, but an Aboriginal way of thinking can help other young makers and dancers create their own pieces. so that it's not just something that I dance and I go, oh, you've had a little moment with this, but how they can hopefully go away with some tools, some choreographic tools and some movement languages, some Indigenous contemporary kind of languages that they can go away and they can, you know, feel comfortable enough to utilise in their dances as well. I've got a maybe, some would say crass, some would say wicked. I have a predilection towards humour, so it could be wicked humour, it could be bad humour, crass humour. I think there's something about, you know, blackfella storytelling or blackfella ways of being, that there will always be a time for laughter. So we're going to be hard at work playing.
That's awesome, Vicky. Who can join your workshop?
You know what? Anybody, I want to say anybody who's willing. You just need to, you know, be prepared to dance in bare feet, so to take your shoes off. And, you know, if you can move around, what I love the most about dancing in community is that the very youngest and the very oldest dance. That you have the people who are, you know, leaders and they've got a physical virtuosity, and you've got people who don't dance all the time. I would like to think that the workshops that I offer will be a challenge for both the professional, you know, contemporary dancer or dancer of other genres, and people who have maybe an enjoyment for dance and who would like to be challenged in that respect. So I'm trying to leave it open. So if you feel like that's you, if they feel like that's them and they, you know, you want to give it a go, that's the person I want to attract.
It sounds to me you're very passionate about movement, and I don't know how our listeners, but whenever I hear dance, it always comes to my mind. It's very elite. You know, you have to start when you're little and then really train hard. And maybe when you're 20, 30, you retire. But from what I hear from you, it sounds as very inclusive.
It is very inclusive. And I've got to say, I'm an anomaly there because I did, you know, really training later. So I started really training maybe when I was about 16, 17. And then I was training full-time at NASDA and then full-time at Martha Graham. But I'm 56, I'm still dancing. I'm dancing more now than I was when I was in my 30s. I think we need to smash those funny notions that dance is for the few. Dance is for everyone. And dance is something, we can all get something out of it. I think we all can dance. And I think we can all be, if we so chose, we could also all be dancers. I just think, you know, at that elite level or some elite level, some people, I think it's the discomfort that people get sick of, you know, oh, my aching back, oh, my aching shoulders, oh, my aching thumbs. But somehow, yeah, I think somehow if you have the passion, you forget about that.
And Vicky, my last question, what are your next plans? I know in August and September you will be leading this workshop with the Idea 24. And what is next?
So just before the IDEA workshops, I am collaborating with an amazing digital media artist. And she's not just that. She's also, she works across many disciplines of performance and photography and oh God, she does things with food as well. So it's multi-sensory, and we're working with the Festival of Dangerous Ideas. I'm also at the end of the year directing NASDA's end of year show. Oh God, I'm so chuffed. This is the second time I'm directing the show. It features two fabulous choreographers, Henrietta Baird. She's a Kuku Yalanji woman from Atherton Tablelands, and Glory Tuai Daniel, who also comes from Queensland. I'm not very sure where, but she used to dance with Bangara, and she is now forging a career as an independent artist, and she is fabulous as well. So I'll be working and with Dujon Nue, who is from St. Paul community on Moa Island. So this is something I'm also looking forward to because, you know, Dujon has been a great mentor to me, and the other two have danced for me. So it feels like a big family affair every time I work with NASDA. I'm so proud of, you know, what continues to come out of the place.
Vicky, thank you so much for talking to us on NITV Radio about dance, about performance, and about your future plans as well.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I forgot to say as well, I have also with Marion Abood, we are having a showing together at the Penrith Regional Gallery from November to February. So this will be my first, my first gallery showing. But it will be, together with Marion, who is a dad hand. She's been doing this. She's very experienced. She's been showing for years. This is her ballpark. So I am under her wing, so to speak.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Vicky.
Thank you.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.